Welcome to The Daily Me, the place for insights into life and business. Hello there and welcome to The Daily Me Show. I hope you're doing wonderfully well today. I was listening to an audio book earlier today and it was talking about, you know, having an inwards focus on your business or a focus on your client. And what this author was talking about was quite telling and something that a lot of people overlook as part of running their business. And many businesses actually fail because they focus too much on growing their business, on falling in love with their products as opposed to their customers. And because of that inwards focus, they miss the whole point. Whereas if you have a focus in your business on looking outwards to your market and seeing where the gaps are and how you can improve the overall experience for the people that you serve in your business, not only does customer satisfaction go up, you gain that competitive advantage. You are able to know what's happening in your market because you're listening. Therefore, you can improve the products and services that you develop over time to build a better experience for them. And then a lot of those same customers not only stay, they become repeat purchasers of your products and services. So the sum total of all of those things in having an outwards looking focus to the needs of your market gives you that growth and that obviously in turn that profitability, but it also does something else. It also gives you credibility and it positions as the go-to business in that marketplace. And maybe right now you're focusing on all the things that you can do within your business and you're looking at, you know, the products that you've created and you're so in love with them. I've fallen into that trap before. What you have to do is stop and assess whether or not the same products and services that you're offering, whether or not you are in love with them, or are your customers in love with them? Do they want them? Is this something that they're falling over their feet to get? Or is it something that you've put yourself in this position in your mind that, hey, this is just the best product in the world, yet if you look at the numbers, they're not selling. And if they are, what are you likely to do about that? Are you likely to still push that product onto the market because it's apparent that nobody wants it? Or are you going to stop and assess where you are and look at what they want and find out and listen to the market? And, you know, part of that is to go into groups. And I observe a lot of what's happening in different groups and some of the comments made are key. They are little bits of evidence that you're going to need to make decisions about maybe what you create in the future. And you might decide after spending 6 months or so doing some investigation on your existing product line to withdraw some of them. Now, that's entirely up to you. I'm not running your business, but you may already have in your mind some of the obvious ones that, you know, they're just not performing. I've been in love with this product. This was my baby. I created it and I think it's just perfect. You know what? I've got a couple of those. I don't promote them anymore because I know that people don't want them. So don't waste your time going ahead and creating products that no one wants because they're your pet projects. Find out actually what they want. Give yourself that advantage rather than you wasting all of that time creating products that people don't want, don't need, and are not likely to buy from you. But if you don't know if you're inwards focusing, a good way to stop and find that out is to definitely stop and look at your numbers. And if you're an existing business, you'll have those numbers. You may be selling some, but are you selling enough of them? Are you getting month-to-month growth? Are you stagnating? Are your numbers falling flat? That may be an indication that something needs to change inside of your business. If you're interested in learning more about insights into business, then drop over to Podcasting Central. That's where you can meet other podcasters and other people looking to be guests. And if that's you, definitely drop on over. There's no barriers to entry in joining us in the Podcasting Central group. That's Podcasting Central on Facebook. Come on in and I look forward to seeing you there. There is lots of things going on there. The group is growing quite quickly and I'm very excited about the engagement, which is more important for me, that's going on inside the group. I'm getting a good feel for what people are talking about and how they're using the group to promote their business, book, adventure. And that's exactly what it's designed to do. So if you're somebody who's looking to learn more either about podcasting because you want to start your own, or maybe you're that business owner then come over to Podcasting Central on Facebook. And last but not least, as always, if you could please drop over to YouTube, type in My Future Business, and like and subscribe to our channel. We're trying to push up the subscriber numbers, and all of the help that we can get would be appreciated. Thank you so very much in advance for your help. But up until tomorrow, speak to you then.